This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Phil Cook of Megaphone is a fixture in the Triangle music scene, and he says he owes a lot of his success to the influence of Ry Cooder. Cooder's known for his slide guitar and in 2003 was named by Rolling Stone magazine one of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. And his album, Boomers, I was going to say Bloomers, Glory, but he was well-bloomed by then. Boomers' story really stuck with Phil Cook, and it sounded a bit like this.
Well, I went on the mountain, and I give my horn a blow. Thought I heard some pretty gal say, yonder come my bow. Crowback chicken, crow for day, crowback chicken and fly away. Crowback chicken and I like chicken pie.
Now, Phil Cook wants to recreate the magic of that album, Boomer's Story. He's doing it at Haw River Ballroom in Saxapa Hall, May 10th. And he's got some great musicians to help him do that. They live in the area. They bill themselves as Phil Cook and the Guitar Heels. And we have some of them here with us. Phil Cook, Megaphone on guitar and slide guitar. John Teer of Chatham County Line, mandolin and fiddle. Chandler Holt, Chatham County Line as well on the banjo. And Andrew Marlin, mandolin orange. He'll play guitar and mandolin. All of them here today, but not all of the people you're going to have with you. Welcome to the show. Great to have all of you here.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank
Hello.
You. Thank you.
How'd this idea come to you, Phil?
I think that the story goes, I went and saw Chandler and John play with their other band, The Jackets, one day, and they were playing the song Boomer's Story at Motor Co., and I had a C harmonica in my pocket. They're small instruments, and they're easy to carry, so I'll find myself carrying. I just hopped up on stage and didn't ask them and started singing with them, and then we just broke down about the record afterwards, and that was the first time I planted a seed. They were the first two guys I called when I had the idea. About a year ago, I called both of them and said, hey, man, would you do this if I did this concert? Would you do it? And they're like, oh, yeah. And as soon as Tears was like, oh, yeah, man, I would do it. I was like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do the show, you know.
Big Ry Cooder fans. Let's start with you, Phil, but from an early age. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad, Paradise and Lunch, always had that song. Yeah. It's All Over Now playing in the house on Sunday mornings in my house. So
how about you, John? Have you listened to him for a long time?
Yeah, absolutely. Early on, he's definitely a guitar hero of mine, and getting those records, Boomer Story and Paradise and Lunch, just, you know, constantly over and over listen to it, and each track just really trying to hear exactly how funky he can be.
Chandler, does he influence a banjo player?
The more we've gone with this project, it's getting deeper and deeper in there. So yeah, I'm taking some good stuff from it.
Well, what about you, Andrew? This is you're a younger fella. You know from Ry Cooder?
Yeah, I was always kind of introduced to him through Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah,
and then Phil asked me about this project, and his eyes almost popped out of his head when I said I'd never heard Boomer's Story. So I think for the past 3 months, it's all I've listened to.
I think I pushed you down.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you kicked me while I was down there. It's a mean fella, man.
Well, I'm glad you guys patched it up and you're going to do this concert. Will you do a song for us?
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, let's just start out with the first track, man.
Come and gather all around me, listen to my tale of woe. I got some good advice to give you, a couple things you ought to know. Take a trip from one who's traveled and I never stopped rambling around. 'Cause once you get that Roman fever, you never want to settle down, boy. You never want to settle down. Met a little girl in Frisco, and I asked her to be my wife. I told her I was tired of roaming, want to settle down for life. Then I heard the whistle blowing, and I knew it was the Red Ball train. And I left her standing by the I never saw the gal again. Saw the gal again. Never saw the gal again. And then I left the stand.
traveled all over this country, and I traveled everywhere. Well, that I've been on every branch and line of railroad, never paid a nickel fare. Well, that I've been to Maine, to California, from Canada to Mexico, and I never tried to save no money. Now I got no place to go. Listen to a boomer story. Pay attention to what I say. Yeah, man, I hear another train coming. Guess I'll be on my way. Now, if you want to do me a favor, when I lay me down and die, just dig my grave beside the railroad. I can hear the train roll by. And I can hear the train roll by. Hear the train roll. I can hear the train roll by. Dig my grave inside the railroad. And I can hear the train roll by.
One more time, bro.
That is Boomer Story, here played by Phil Cook, and the Guitar Heel, John Teer, and Chandler Holt from Chatham County Line, as well as Andrew Marlin from Mandolin Orange. They are part of the festivities. Boomer Story going to be at the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapahaw, May 10th. Great song, great rendition of that song. Here's the thing about Ry Cooder for me. He's the guy who allowed me to hear the country in the blues and the blues in the country, right? I mean, he put it all together in every one of his songs.
He sure did. Yep. He has an incredible understanding of American music.
Yeah.
And as his life went on, about just being a citizen of the world and how music is interwoven truly in culture and in story. I think he understands that better than anyone. Even though he wouldn't call himself a musicologist, he probably hates that word. He just follows that thread, and that's just what he does, you know?
Yeah, and he can. And so what he does, Timbuktu with Ali Farouk Touré, mm-hmm. out of Africa. Then he does the, as you said, Buena Vista Social Club, brings all of that music to our attention, but doesn't really exploit it. He gets it, right? I mean, that's the cool thing. Hey, let me ask you to do another song. We're running short of time, and I'd love to hear another one from you. Let's do that. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm looking at the song. What are you going to do next?
This is a tune. It's the last track on the record. It's called Good Morning, Mr. Railroad Man, and our friend, young Andrew Marlin, shall sing it.
All right.
Before I push him down.
Andrew. Come on!
One, two, three, one, two. Good morning, Mr. Railroad Man. What time do your trains roll by? At 9:16 and 2:44 and 25 minutes to 5. Well, it's 9:16. And it's 2:44 and 25 minutes till 5. Well, thank you, Mr. Railroad Man. I want to watch your trains roll by. Standing on a platform, smoking cheap cigar. I was waiting for an old freight train that carried train that I never did come back.
Play Jones here.
With Chandler Holt, John Tier, Chatham County Line, Phil Cook of Megaphone. They are some of the Guitar Heels, and they're going to be playing at Saxapah Hall on May 10th in the ballroom as a tribute to Ry Cooder and his fabulous album. That song called Good Morning, Mr. Railroad Man. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Alan. Sounds like
a great concert. Be out there at Saxapah Hall May 10th. And I'm going to say this is North Carolina Public Radio, and I'm going to say it's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, and I wonder if you could play that song, 1-800-962-9862. And if you don't know that one, just a little bit of fundraising music for us as we go out. Would you do that for us?
Yeah.
Indeed.
How are we doing? How can we keep moving?
You call it.
All right, man. Yep.
How can you keep on moving unless you migrate to? They tell you to keep on moving, but migrate you must not do. For the only reason for moving and the reason why I roam is to move to a new location and find myself a home. No longer stands. They said I wasn't needed, had no claim.